Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Tear Sheet Podcast, where we explore financial services together with an eye on technology, innovation, emerging models, and changing expectations. I'm Tear Sheet Editor-in-Chief, Zach Miller. Next up on the show, we have Eunice Young, who's helping to encourage climate-smart lifestyles through fintech as head of partnerships at Future. Eunice is not your typical finance executive. She's a recent grad on a mission to really rethink how we think about sustainability in our everyday lives. With a background in sustainability from Stanford, Eunice found her passion intersecting with finance at an early stage, leading her to spearhead Future's innovative sustainable rewards platform. And Eunice spoke recently at Tearsheet's Symposium on Gen Z in New York City. Eunice's journey from student to executive is as inspiring as it is unconventional. And today, she shares her insights into the challenges and triumphs of bridging that gap between climate consciousness and financial pragmatism. From her beginnings as an intern to shaping the future of finance for Gen Z and beyond, Eunice's story is a testament to the power of determination and innovation. So whether you're a seasoned sustainability enthusiast or just dipping your toes into the world of climate smart finance, join us as we embark and uncover the possibilities that lie on the intersection of money and sustainability. Join us for this journey of discovery, inspiration, and actionable insights with our guest, Eunice Young. Before we dive into today's episode, I'd like to give a shout out to our sponsor, Strawberry Frog. Strawberry Frog has been hailed as the very best in creative marketing, innovations, and transformation for financial brands worldwide. Working with iconic names like Morgan Stanley, Truist, First Abu Dhabi Bank, and many others, they've set the standard for excellence. I've particularly enjoyed covering the firm's ability to enact movements within these organizations that infuse their brands with real purpose that employees and customers can get behind. So whether you're a financial giant or a tech disruptor, Strawberry Frog is your go-to for activating brand purpose and driving transformative moments. Learn more about their groundbreaking work at strawberryfrog.com. Without further ado, let's hop into our podcast today.
Yeah, thank you. I am the honorary Gen Z here today speaking. And I am proud to say that I'm an executive at a fintech company as a new grad, which is a very rare thing probably for y'all to understand. And also even within my peers, it seems like a very bizarre and special role to have straight out of college. And I work at a climate fintech company, which honestly, even as a couple of years ago, probably sounded like an oxymoron, maybe even sounds like an oxymoron now. And I think that's the exciting thing. It's because that's the exciting thing because it's such a novel space and it seems like a very obvious question and answer. It does come with challenges and I'm excited to share a little bit about the journey and what we've been building at Future. But let me get started by sharing how I ended up in the role that I am. And quite frankly, I was getting my master's in sustainability back at Stanford, which was my undergrad as well. And I was feeling the pressure of all of my really accomplished peers who were mostly in tech, who already had jobs lined up and had a prospective career, and they knew what their career path and growth would look like. For people who are studying sustainability, it's such a new space. It's a new degree, a new form of study. And so we don't have the privilege of precedence to understand like what opportunities were available. And so to be quite honest, I was looking for a side hustle. I needed to afford and pay off my degree. And so while I was taking classes and also TAing and doing a bunch of other extracurriculars, I was like, I need, you know, to have money coming in. And so I saw a really small internship, and it was the two co-founders of Future who at the time only had an idea of how do we make everyday Americans reduce their carbon. Simple. That was the North Star question. And they were like, what are your thoughts? And so we spoke on Zoom for like 20 minutes and they were like, please work with us. And so, yeah, ever since I was getting my master's, we were working on Future. And before Future became a fintech platform, a sustainable rewards platform, it was actually just a extremely accurate carbon, or at least we tried to be a more accurate carbon calculator that would give people a picture of not only their environmental impact, but how to make switches in your everyday life that are not that financially invasive, but may make a drastic impact short term and long term. So that was our initial product. And when we were talking to the people who were taking these surveys, who are climate, you know, maybe climate anxious or really invested in sustainability, at the end of the day, they're not going to make a switch if it costs them more money. You know, at the end of the day, they were thinking about how much will this cost us? So that's when we were like, aha, why is there no one doing the work that sustainable lifestyles could be a more affordable or be rewarded, financially rewarded for? And so that's when Future was born and we landed on a debit card product. So earlier when we were discussing, the difference between debit and credit card, it was important for me that anyone can access Future as a financial platform. And that was very, very important for me as a Gen Z person, you know, making and contributing executive decisions to the mission of the company. And so I vouched for a debit card option because we didn't want to make money off of predatory credit loans to fund the rewards that we were giving. Like that was something that just seemed very antithetical to Future's mission, to my mission, to me as a Gen Zer.
Before we continue, I want to take a moment to reflect on the incredible work being done by our sponsor, Strawberry Frog. Strawberry Frog doesn't just talk the talk, they walk the walk when it comes to activating brand purposes effectively. Just look at their collaboration with SunTrust and the On Up movement they created. It's an excellent example of moving beyond lofty purpose statements to tangible, impactful action. But it is not just about external movements like On Up. Strawberry Frog also excels at internal culture shifts, as seen with brands like First Abu Dhabi Bank, SunTrust, Walmart, and Pandora. From theory to action, Strawberry Frog knows how to bridge the gap, ensuring that movements resonate authentically with both companies and their audiences. So if you're looking to make a real difference in your industry, consider partnering with Strawberry Frog. Visit strawberryfrog.com to learn more about how they're shaping the future of marketing and transformation. Now back to our show.
And so, you know, debating on what Future should be, I tried to elevate my position, my identity as a young person, trying to think out what is a financial product that makes the most sense for me. And so, yeah, I'm very proud of what Future has become. And we give rewards for low carbon spending. That's pretty much it. So what you can think of, you know, taking the subway here, you get cash back for, or, you know, if you don't live in New York and you live in California, you get cash back for your electric vehicle charging. So anytime you charge your electric vehicle, or if you're a Gen Zer and you love to thrift, you get 5% back on anything secondhand. And it seemed like a very obvious answer. And I wondered why no financial company or fintech company was willing to undertake that. And I think the exciting thing about being a Gen Zer in the financial financial space is the opportunity to be able to empower people with money. And that was at the end of the day, what I think lacked in the financial space, but what Gen Z wanted the most. We see that Gen Z is changing the way consumption happens. I mean, people are willing to try cards like none other. They're willing to step away from their parents' banks, from traditional large companies who have existed for a very long time. And they're willing to give new businesses, new startups a chance. And I think that's an exciting aspect about a new form of consumption that comes with social media. Gen Zers are more likely and more willing to trust a rander on the internet, on TikTok, than, you know, possibly a tier-shaped blog. Like that's just, you know, that's just how Gen Z learns. And so I think, you know, there's a huge opportunity for fintech companies and banking partners to really think about how you communicate with Gen Z. Because what Future, you know, when we started, we wanted it to be felt or feel like a community. I mean, especially with sustainability, it should be for everyone. So regardless of where you are or what you're doing in your career or how much income you have or what your credit score looks like, you can access a sustainable lifestyle, whatever that looks like for you. And so what we wanted to do is open the doors and ask our consumers, where do you want to get rewards? And since the inception of Future, we still get, you know, emails, DMs saying, hey, can you add this local co-op? It's called this. I go here to shop my groceries. It's, you know, direct farm connections, there's low carbon, et cetera. And we're like, sure, we'll add it, you know? And so I think part of that dialogue and openness as a financial company was a very radical thing that a lot of consumers did not feel at the time. And that's what Future was built to do. I mean, it's what people like myself want to do. I want to be able to have a direct relationship with our consumers and hear their concerns. And as the head of partnerships, I'm building out the exact ecosystem where people get rewarded for. And so what better way to get insight on that than having the consumers themselves share what they want to be rewarded for. And so that's been a blessing and a joy to be able to create that open communication and serve Gen Z as a Gen Zer. I think my point of advice to all the fintech companies and, you know, banking partners or people in the financial space who are really trying to grapple on this, how do we build tech for Gen Z or how do we build services and products for Gen Z? I have two points of advice. First, you should hire Gen Z folks. I mean, that's just a no-brainer. Put them in leadership positions where they can be heard and represent their generation, and you're going to cut so much resources and money probably just by having a direct person in Gen Z in an elevated position. Empower them, listen to them, have them help you build the products for their generation. So that's the first one. I mean, I feel lucky to be able to to be hired as a Gen Zer in the fintech space. And the second thing is, you know, think about consumption or a different wave of consumption or how, sorry, consumption, it looks very different. So think about how you can have a more open and direct door to your consumers. We're seeing that a lot of companies now like Duolingo and, you know, other, I'm trying to think of other companies like Oreos are directly commenting on people's Instagram posts, TikToks, Reddit. There's a direct line of communication. So now more than ever, Gen Zers are communicating directly with their brands. And that includes demands, that includes their opinions and thoughts. And it shouldn't be exclusive to just consumer products. It should also be included in the financial space. And so I think that fintech companies and banks should really cast like a knowledge branch or create an open space for people to share their opinions and their thoughts. And I think that will make a much easier process for you all and also a more empowered space for Gen Zers to really share their opinions and their voice on how these tools should be. And so I think those are the two learnings that we've learned from just building Future in the last year and a half. And so if you're in New York and you've seen our pastel pink ads on the subway, I'm not sure if you have, about getting free rides on the subway. I mean, that seemed like a very radical thing to do for a fintech company. Like, it's like a net loss, but it's a message that resonated with most people, regardless of what generation you're in. And so we've seen that climate-centered rewards have been remarkably sticky. And we've, you know, I'm proud to say that Future has grown exponentially in the last couple of months, and we're excited to see what potential we have based on how people interact with sustainability and all the potential there is there for what sustainability means to individuals. But yeah, that's a little bit about my journey, and I'm happy to meet and exchange ideas with all of you. And I'm also proud to represent the Gen Z generation, and especially as a leader in a fintech company. And I hope to see more of us and more young people be able to speak and share their thoughts on the future of finance. But yeah, thank you so much, Tearshoot, for having me. And